Thank you for joining us for today's call. Before I turn the call over to the company, we need to advise you of the following. Comments made on today's call may contain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. These forward-looking statements are based on current assumptions and opinions and involve a variety of known and unknown risks and uncertainties. Actual results may differ materially from those contained in or suggested by such forward-looking statements. Important factors that might cause such differences include those set forth from time to time in the company's SEC filings, including the company's report on Form 10-K for the year ending December 31, 2015, and other current and periodic reports the company files with the SEC. At this time, I'd like to introduce Andrew Perlman, the Chief Executive Officer of Forms Holdings. Sir, the floor is yours.
Good afternoon, and thank you all for taking the time to join us for Investor Update and Earnings Call. I'd like to update our shareholders on recent events at the company, as well as give some color on the status of the acquisition of ExpressSpot and reiterate why our team at Form believes it is such a great transaction for the company and shareholders. Joining me today on the call are members of Form Holdings, ExpressSpot, and Group Mobile Management. In Form Holdings, we have Anastasia Nirkovskaya, our Chief Financial Officer, as well as Cliff Weinstein, our Executive Vice President and President of Flycharge. From Group Mobile, we have Darren White, the company's president, and from ExpressSpot, we have Ed Jankowski, the company's CEO. For those dialing in that are unfamiliar with the recent repositioning of the company, we are a holding company that focuses on acquiring or investing in small to middle market businesses that have the opportunity to become category leaders. We are sector agnostic and look for companies in need of additional capital, marketing, recruiting, or the implementation of best practices and system improvements, which we believe we can bring to the table to help maximize value for shareholders. As part of our strategy, we acquired Group Mobile and Flycharge at the end of 2015, and most recently announced our pending acquisition of ExpressSpot. Prior to our acquisition, Group Mobile was a reseller of rugged, mobile, and field-use computing products with limited resources and flat revenue. Upon completing system-level enhancements and adding key hires, the company is now a fully integrated solutions provider whose revenue is expected to double in just 1 year. Prior to our acquisition, Flycharge had developed a promising technology but lacked the ability to commercialize it. We rebranded the company, redesigned and launched a consumer product line, and partnered with leading companies in automotive, education, and hospitality markets. As you will see, we take a disciplined approach, looking at businesses where we are confident our skill sets will add value. We will continue to utilize this approach on our existing businesses, as well as ExpressSpot and other future endeavors. In addition to our existing businesses and recently announced pending acquisition, we also own a minority interest in Infomedia, a leading UK-based mobile technology and payments company, and have continued to realize value from our intellectual property portfolio of more than 600 patents. I will now provide brief updates on Group Mobile, Flycharge, and our IP segment, and then conclude with an update on the acquisition of ExpressSpot, which we anticipate closing towards the end of the month. So far this year, Group Mobile has generated $5.5 million in revenue, of which $1.8 million came in the third quarter. The third quarter is seasonally the slowest quarter for government and large enterprise orders. About 5 weeks into the fourth quarter, we've already received orders for more than $2 million worth of products and services. As such, we anticipate that the rate of orders will continue to increase as we move through the remainder of the quarter. Keeping in line with management's guidance from our previous investor call, we expect full-year revenues to reach $12.5 million in 2016, representing a 135% increase over 2015. Lastly, in the past few months, we announced partnerships in the body-worn video market, as well as the launch of our services business. We believe that the addition of these offerings will grow our customer base, increase margins, and yield recurring revenues as we move into 2017. Now on to Flycharge. Earlier this summer, we explained that Flycharge launched its consumer product line on Indiegogo, a crowdfunding platform, in an effort to support existing and future partners, as well as get a sense of the consumer market's demand for Flycharge's products and technology. To date, the campaign has generated more than $225,000 of pre-sales in the form of orders to more than 1,800 backers, ranking Flycharger's campaign in the top 400 or the top one-tenth of 1% of the more than 550,000 campaigns that have launched on Indiegogo since its inception. Tooling for Flycharger's product line is complete, and manufacturing inventory is underway. Flycharger will be fulfilling pre-orders this month and simultaneously launching an e-commerce presence independent of Indiegogo to provide a direct-to-consumer marketplace for Flycharger's product line, as well as a more dynamic platform to educate consumers on Flycharger's technology. In the third quarter, we signed an MOU with PAP Plastics, a multinational Tier 1 auto parts manufacturer for the leading auto brands in the world. Last week, Flycharger's products and concepts for future integrations into the auto and power tool industries were on display at PAP Plastics' booth at SEMA, the world's largest automobile show. Flycharger was also featured in the Mito Corporation booth. So far this quarter, Flycharger's management team has been laser-focused on expanding the availability of its consumer product line through online, direct-to-consumer, and brick-and-mortar locations. The team is also working on securing additional partnerships in addition to those that it already has to expand the Flycharger ecosystem. I'll now touch briefly on our IP portfolio. Our intellectual property operating segment generated $11 million of revenue year-to-date and $1.4 million of revenue during the third quarter. The revenue was derived from one-time licensing payments from multiple companies. We continue to actively license our IP portfolios as well as seek strategic alternatives that we believe would enhance shareholder value. Next, I'll discuss ExpressBox. As announced on August 8th, we entered into a definitive agreement to acquire 100% of ExpressBox, the industry-leading luxury airport spa business. The transaction, which has been approved by Forum Holdings and ExpressBox's respective board of directors, is subject to closing conditions and approval by the Forum Holdings stockholders at our annual meeting on November 28th, after which we expect to close the transaction immediately. To review, ExpressBA provides air travelers with premium health and wellness services, as well as a branded line of exclusive luxury travel products and accessories at its 51 locations across 21 major airports in the United States, Amsterdam, and Dubai. We believe ExpressBA is a great acquisition for our shareholders for several reasons, of which I'll highlight a few. To start, ExpressBA occupies the airport retail market, which is rapidly expanding and is on pace to grow at a 19% compound annual growth rate to $9.9 billion in 2020. Within airport retail, ExpressBA is the market leader in its category, with 49 locations domestically, a number we believe we can grow to over 100 locations over the course of the next 3 years. Furthermore, we believe that ExpressBA's total number of locations can grow to 250 globally. To accomplish this growth, the company is participating in over 20 RFPs for new spa locations. During the third quarter of 2016, ExpressBA announced that it was strengthening its presence by opening its fourth spa location at Dallas-Fort Worth in Texas and its first spa location at the Dubai International Airport. The company's pipeline of RFPs and new store openings remains strong, with multiple new stores planned to open by year-end and in the first quarter of 2017. ExpressBA stores have strong unit-level economics with store-level EBITDA of 20%. Furthermore, with the operational enhancements that have and will be implemented, we are targeting same-store sales growth of 11%. In the first three quarters of 2016, ExpressBA generated over $32.4 million of revenue, which represents an 11% increase as compared to the revenue generated in the first three quarters of 2015. Furthermore, $11.9 million was generated in this past quarter, representing a 16% increase over the third quarter of last year. So not only are revenues increasing, but they're doing so at an accelerating pace. Once again, the transaction is subject to closing conditions and approval by the Forum Holdings stockholders at our annual meeting on November 28th, after which we expect to close the transaction immediately. I'll close by updating our shareholders on the financial strength of the company. So far this year, not including ExpressBA, Forum Holdings generated total revenue of $16.5 million of which $3.1 million was generated in the third quarter. At this point last year, we had generated approximately $200,000. At the end of the third quarter, we had approximately $26 million of current assets, of which $21.7 million was cash, and our balance sheet was completely free of debt. At the start of this call, I explained what we are, what we look for, and why. We look for businesses with tremendous growth potential where our team can add value in the form of implementation of best practices, increased visibility, capital to execute on opportunities that would otherwise not be available, and synergies at the corporate level. While these things take time, we are seeing the fruits of our labor pay off in each of our individual business units. On behalf of the entire team and board of Form Holdings, I'd like to reiterate how excited we are at this point in the company's history. We are seeing strong growth at Group Mobile and the beginning stages of commercialization of FlyCharge. The growth that we have seen at ExpressBot in the short time since the announcement of the acquisition has further solidified our strategy as a diversified holding company focused on superior growth companies that can benefit from our team's skill set and resources. We continue to see many opportunities in the near term to make investments that we believe would enhance shareholder value by deploying strategic capital to fund growth, ultimately resulting in strong returns at the parent company level. Before concluding, I would like to once again remind those listening that our annual shareholders meeting is scheduled for November 28, 2016 in New York City. As always, we encourage you to vote your shares. Operator, you can now open the call for Q&A.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you do have a question, you may press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Questions will be taken in the order that they are received. If at any time your question has been answered, you can remove yourself from the queue by pressing 1. If you're using a speakerphone, we ask that while posing your question, you pick up your handset to provide favorable sound quality. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question or comment, please press star 1 at this time. And our first question comes from David Hoff, a private investor. David, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I just had a couple quick questions. Was there anything done specifically in ExpressBot that that saw the growth in year-over-year and quarter-over-quarter? Is it the addition of more locations, or you know, are we seeing same store growth? And what if there's anything done? Can you maybe explain what it was that saw the growth?
Sure. So it's Andrew. Thanks for the question, David. So I'll start off, and I'll let Ed add to this if he would like to. The growth is a combination of the two things that you set out. One is same store growth. The second is the addition of a few new stores. In terms of same store growth, and we're actually not going to break them out for the purposes of this call, because we're just giving some top line numbers to get to, so that we're able to give investors color. Ultimately, we will break those out in our financials as we did in our S4. But one of the things and one of the goals that we set when we announced the transaction was that we would have over 11% same store growth. We are meeting or exceeding that. And that is largely due to the management changes that Ed implemented. And there's been a sea change in improving corporate culture and optimizing labor within the stores around peak travel times, and that's why we're seeing the growth in same-store sales.
Okay. I guess I'll move on to Group Mobile. Are you seeing any large budget increases, in, I guess, in state and county and local governments for any RFPs that might be out there?
So there are a number of RFPs that we are participating in, both in the body-worn space, but also in the computing area. In terms of whether or not that's the result of an increase or a decrease in state and local budgets, I don't think I can answer that squarely. But what I will say is historically the company has not participated in that RFP process at the level that we're currently participating in it. And that's largely because of the strategies that Darren and his team have implemented. And so for us, even in a stable environment for state and local contracts, you're going to see a bigger portion of our revenue coming from those big RFPs because we've chosen to aggressively go after those contracts.
Okay. A lot of these contracts are hard to track, I guess, publicly, if not impossible. Is the plan to, I guess, put out some press releases and announcements when some of these significant RFPs are won and closed?
To the extent that we're able to, we absolutely will do that to try and help give more color to our investors.
Okay. I guess we'll. I want to switch to FlyCharge. Can you? I mean, if I know Cliff's on the call, if he can give a kind of an idea on the 6-month and 12-month plan. I know the Indiegogo was very successful and is going to be shipping within the next 2 weeks. Just trying to get an idea of what's going on for the next 6 months, 12 months, online store, going into direct stores.
Hey, David, it's Cliff. Following Indiegogo, we ramped up manufacturing and we anticipate shipping to backers in the next 2 weeks, simultaneously launching our e-commerce site and starting to drive traffic there. I think it's important to keep in mind that our consumer product line really sits at the bottom of an upside-down pyramid when you think about how we're looking to build out this ecosystem. And the next 6 months are really there's two avenues that we're taking. One is to continue to drive traffic to the website and to also expand via online retail with larger retailers as well as big box retailers and getting placement in the stores. And we're having those conversations now with our partner PowerPlay Marketing and outside them with some other retailers. And separately is to build that ecosystem that I mentioned. We've landed quality partners in auto, both in aftermarket and at the OEM level, where we presented at SEMA and had a very good show, as we did at CES last year. In education, our partner Bradford will begin to roll out likely end of this year or Q1 sometime into the schools. We're talking to companies in the power tool space and hope to land a partner there in the near term, as well as other consumer electronics products, and really just looking to build that ecosystem. So it's really a multi-pronged approach. We believe that ecosystem will drive demand to our existing consumer products and new consumer products going forward. Another one that I didn't mention is hospitality, which we're dealing with a number of groups globally to bring this to restaurants, bars, hotels, convention centers, to bring charging and power to people's fingertips and allow them to charge their multiple devices easier and more affordable, quite frankly. So we're excited about those opportunities, and hopefully as we start landing some additional partners, we'll start to announce them.
Okay, great. Thank you. Last question. Any plans for non-deal roadshow, trying to get some additional analyst coverage or some new analyst coverage? Not really a patent story anymore, which no one understands. You have a couple tangible businesses that can be bottled out and, I guess, analyzed in a much more efficient fashion. Is that something that's in the works over the next 6 months?
Sure. So, it's Andrew again. I'll take that. So we're just at the phase where we're completing a big acquisition. Once we get on the other side of closing, we 100% want to get more active in telling the story. I think what you said was absolutely spot on, which is we now own businesses that have metrics that are trackable and results that people are going to see quarter over quarter. And the plan 100% is to start to tell that story.
Okay, that's it for me. Thank you.
And that appears to be the last question at this time. Thank you. Thank you. This does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation. You may disconnect your lines at this time and have a great day.